Tanya's going to read from Psalm 18 and also from John's Gospel, chapter 1.
Good morning. This is the word of the Lord. We're reading from Psalms 18, from 1 to 3, and then from 16 to 19. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from mine enemies. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Sorry. Now we read from John's. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. This is the word of the Lord.
I pondered what God might want me to say to you today. And the thought that came to my mind was the word gift. Very appropriate. Here is a gift. Looks like a gift. Have you got any idea what might be in it? That's half the fun of a gift, isn't it? As I pondered it, I thought about Jesus being God's gift to us. It's obvious, isn't it? It's Christmas time. The story of the Nativity is very much uppermost in our minds, even on a low Sunday, which is what vicars call this Sunday in the year, because everybody's been here for the services over of Sunday, of Christmas. It was Sunday this year, wasn't it, Christmas? And so is 1st of January, where we are now. And gift seemed to be what it was all about. So I'm going to just flag up a few things from the readings from today, and then we'll think a little bit more about Jesus the gift. Might be a good idea, Brian, if you can, to go back to the readings. Could you do that without too much difficulty?
Which one?
Well, I'd like to go through all four of them, actually, just one at a time. Okay? Thank you. So you can see it up there in the King James Version, and I'm going to read it in the New Revised Standard Version. And you'll be able to see by looking at it and comparing it with what I'm saying, what the meaning of it is, whether you use the old English version from 1600 and something, whenever it was put together, or this slightly more modern version. Just listen up and see what actually stands out in your mind. He reached down from on high. He took me. He drew me out of mighty waters. This is the psalmist, David. You know who David is. You know David and Goliath. You've known it since you were little. David was a shepherd boy. He was the youngest son of Jesse. He was chosen by the prophet and anointed to be the next king over Israel. And this is David. most of the Psalms, a great many of them at any rate, are by David. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from those who hated me, for they were too mighty for me. You ever feel like that sometimes? That your circumstances are too much for you and it's difficult to keep going? They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a broad place. Now, I know the King James Version says something slightly different there, but this version says into a broad place. And that's relevant, because if you're in a broad place, you can see all around you. You're not teetering on the edge of a tiny, narrow pathway, halfway up a very rocky hill. You can see all around you. You can see if there's any danger coming. That's a good place to be, actually, because it reminds me, when I take my dog out to do what dogs have to do, she always looks all around her to see if it's a safe place. Other dog owners are smiling and nodding. It's very noticeable. And so it's a natural thing. He brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Do you ever think that God delights in you? If not, why not? Because that's what it says in the Word. And if God delights in David, then he delights in you and me, potentially. David was just an ordinary boy, youngest son, useful minder of the sheep. God did something amazing with him. Don't forget, with the Christmas story in mind, that David was one of the ancestors of Jesus. He's mentioned in the family tree. So he had his problems when he was alive. He went off the straight and narrow. He said he was sorry and got back on it again. He was just ordinary like you and me, but God used him in a mighty way. Maybe God wants to use you in a mighty way. Sorry, I think I've spoken to you about verses 16 to 19. You're probably looking at 1 to 3. No, you've got the right ones up. That's fine. So the other reading, John's Gospel. In the beginning, verse 1, was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word is spelt with a capital W, and that means it's a name, and it's another name for Jesus. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of the people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. God can use us to shine in the darkness as well. And don't kid yourself that Deadworth has no dark places, because it does. Maybe God is speaking to you about shining in the darkness. And the promise there, at the end of that short passage, and the darkness did not overcome it. Let's move on to verses 10 to 12. He was in the world, that's Jesus, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. Has it ever occurred to you that when God created the world, Jesus was there and the Holy Spirit? Jesus is the promised one, promised for thousands of years, came into the world that we might have relationship with God. Because what God wants to do is, going back to the previous point, he wants to delight in us. That should make your heart really excited and start pounding inside you. Let's carry on with verse 11 from the John reading. He, Jesus, came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. He came primarily for the Jewish people. and he was a Jew himself. Sometimes people are a bit shocked about that, because we tend to think from when we're knee-high to a grasshopper that Jesus had blonde, curly hair and blue eyes and a very, very pale skin. It wasn't like that. Think about the country and the place and the climate of the place where he was born and grew up. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. And it was at that point that the offer was opened up to the Gentiles. Now, some people say, well, who are the Gentiles? Well, the answer to that is everyone who's not Jewish. That's us. Unless there's any Jewish people here that I haven't noticed or haven't said anything to me. But to all who received him, lots of Jews have, but lots of Jews haven't. To all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God. Do you think of yourself as a child of God? Does he delight in you? And if you never thought of that before, it's time to give yourself a shake now. The first day of 2023 could be the first time that you've heard and understood that God delights in you. I'm going to read you, finally, this love letter. It's called the Father's Love Letter. And we've had copies of this over the years before. I'm going to read it to you. Every single phrase or sentence in this comes out of the Bible. Every single one. There is nothing here made up by somebody. It's all biblical, but somebody obviously has gone to trouble to link it all together. Listen carefully to this. God is writing to you, and to you, and to you, and to me. You may not know me, but I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. I am familiar with all your ways. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered, for you were made in my image. In me you live and move and have your being, for you are my offspring. I knew you even before you were conceived. I chose you when I planned creation. Whoa. You were not a mistake, for all your days are written in my book. I determined the exact time of your birth and where you would live. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I knit you together in your mother's womb and brought you forth on the day when you were born. I have been misrepresented by those who don't know me. I'm not distant and angry, but am the complete expression of love. And it is my desire to lavish my love on you, simply because you are my child and I am your father. I offer you more than your earthly father ever could, for I am a provider and I meet all your needs. My plan for your future has always been filled with hope. Because I love you with an everlasting love, my thoughts toward you are countless as the sand on the seashore, and I rejoice over you with singing. I will never stop doing good to you, for you are my treasured possession. I desire to establish you with all my heart and all my soul, and I want to show you great and marvelous things. If you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. Delight in me, and I will give you the desires of your heart, for it is I who gave you those desires. I'm able to do more for you than you can possibly imagine, for I am your greatest encourager. Whoa. I'm also the father who comforts you in all your troubles. When you are brokenhearted, I'm close to you. As a shepherd carries a lamb, I have carried you close to my heart. One day I will wipe away every tear from your eyes, and I'll take away all the pain you've suffered on this earth. I am your father, and I love you even as I love my son Jesus. For in Jesus, my love for you is revealed. He is the exact representation of my being. He came to demonstrate that I am for you, not against you, and to tell you that I am not counting your sins. Jesus died so that you and I could be reconciled. His death was the ultimate expression of my love for you. I gave up everything I loved that I might gain your love. If you receive the gift of my son Jesus, you receive me. And nothing will ever separate you from my love again. Come home, and I'll throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen. I have always been Father, and will always be Father. My question is, will you be my child? I am waiting for you. Let's just have a moment of silent thought.